Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. Albert Einstein is rumored to have once said, "If the bee disappeared off the surface of the globe, then man would have only 4 years of life left." Think about it. What would we do if the insect that's worth over $14 billion annually to U.S. farmers would cease to exist? Since they pollinate approximately one-third of the food crops we eat, what would we do without bees? While there are almost 4,000 species of North American native bees that pollinate native plants which provide food for wildlife, agricultural pollination is done by honeybees, which are native to Europe, Africa, and Asia. In Indiana, crops such as fruit trees, cucumbers, and squash need to be pollinated to yield food. Crops such as strawberries, grapes, and soybeans have higher yields if visited by honeybees. Why worry about the honeybee? Despite an increasing demand for its pollination services, the number of honeybee colonies in the U.S. has dropped from 4 million in the 1970s to a current total of 2.5 million. Native bee populations have also fallen during this time. There are several theories as to why this may be happening. Pesticide use, loss of habitat, unknown fungal diseases, and the varroa mite, a small bee parasite. There is also colony collapse disorder, or CCD, which refers to the unexplained disappearance and dying off of honeybee colonies. Little is known about CCD, but it has many scientists, farmers, and beekeepers worried. The negative economic impact caused by a loss of biodiversity is just one of the reasons why we want the bee to continue to be.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana, dedicated to protecting the great biodiversity of Indiana. Information at nature.org/Indiana.